Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
It's on our list with the commissioner's office. It's not the highest thing on our list, but maybe if people, maybe we should move it up the list.
At your suggestion, Vince, maybe we should we'll move it up the list.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Lots to get to this hour on Wisconsin's Morning News. Vince Petrano, Eric Bilstad with you, taking you up until 9 o'clock. So on the MPS crisis today, let's just reset that as we go into the weekend, and there should be some activity as well today. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson planning a news conference this morning. That's going to be, what, 10:30?
Okay.
As MPS has now just learned, you heard in the top of the hour news, the Department of Public Instruction is in fact withholding that $16.5 million payment to the district.
Now, we should point out that the mayor has no control over the district, so any news conference that he gives won't necessarily have future details of what's going to happen with MPS.
Great point. He can propose, he can talk, he can lead. I think we do need the mayor and the county executive perhaps as well to get involved in this and lead on these issues in MPS. But right, as far as statutory authority,
he doesn't have that authority.
Not charge anything. Yeah. So, right, what will we hear from the mayor today in terms of what his leadership will look like on this? There have been calls for the mayor to sort of take over MPS. That came up during the Barrett administration as and Mayor Barrett at the time was not particularly interested in it, if I recall correctly. Either way, it never came to fruition.
That doesn't surprise me that any mayor would not want to have to mess with that. It just adds to the already busy portfolio that you got to deal with.
I think the reason that it's attractive is then you have that one person who's an elected official who's solely responsible, and you say, all right, the buck stops there.
Okay.
But you still have a ton of bureaucracy. I don't know that it necessarily, it's not a panacea, but we will wait to hear from the mayor at 10:30 this morning. In terms of what we're hearing from MPS.
Several of you guys have said that you did not know about these.
That's how the school board's last news conference wrapped up earlier this week as the president and the vice president of the board took only two questions from reporters. And that was just after this remark, which I want you to listen closely to. An MPS staffer here is trying to wrap things up. Again, they said two questions and all the reporters, oh, I don't even two questions. So here's how this thing sort of wrapped.
Thank you very much. We're going to have another update on Friday afternoon.
Yes, I got it. It went on.
Yep.
Friday is today. And you heard in there another update Friday afternoon. We've received to this point no word from MPS on another scheduled news conference. We did get a news release from MPS late Thursday evening, among other things, it confirmed the delayed payment from DPI.
The $17 million that would go to special education funds.
And also a point of clarification, nobody really believes that those funds will ultimately be withheld from MPS. MPS, once they get their records to DPI and demonstrate a plan to continue doing that, they'll get that money.
You would expect it.
Yes. One of the things in the news release was that was confirmed. Then you have a few other lines about the district finalizing what they call a CAP, corrective action plan. But I wonder if that's it, if that's the another update that was promised. I assumed a news conference.
Something on a Friday afternoon that could be buried in the news cycle on the weekend. Is that what you're expecting, or is that it, just an email Thursday night?
Yeah, so I wasn't expecting that. I thought maybe we'd have another news conference. You see this in ongoing situations, whether it be a major criminal story or something that, where we've had a big incident where they're like, okay, here's the news conference today. We're done today. We're going to have another thing tomorrow. Yeah. We'll update, because what happens then is all of us in the media start flooding things. We want to interview this person. We want to interview that person. And they say, all right, we're going to do it all at once. And here's, so periodically you set, here's the next time we're going to have an update and we'll answer all your questions.
And sometimes there is nothing to be updated when they hold that.
But at least you now know as reporter, okay, this is where I can go to get my answers. I'd feel like it better be a news conference. If not today, then Monday or whatever.
You think they'll just lean on the mayor's newser?
Right. Oh, well, no. That was it. Yeah, there's your update. because, look, the board has to approve the budget for the coming school year. That they plan to tackle next week. Also next week, they need to hire this interim superintendent who's going to be the superintendent until they launch their intergalactic search for the new superintendent. But they also have to begin to rebuild trust with the people of Milwaukee and the rest of the state. And you're not going to do that by continuing to duck reporters and running out to your cars and have reporters chasing you and shouting at you, and if you're not going to stand there and take the questions. I understand there's some questions that they can't answer or won't answer because it involves personnel or it involves, you know, exactly what they're doing to put things back, or they don't know the answers. But they better at least take the questions at some point to get going down that road. Otherwise, every one of these is going to end like this. So we'll see if there's another update forthcoming today.
So tomorrow, Saturday, June 8th, marks 40 years since one of the most devastating tornadoes in the history of the state of Wisconsin. Barneveld, right? What do you think of when you hear Barneveld? Oftentimes you think of this giant twister.
I think of the water tower in Barneveld being the only thing standing and the amazing photography on the Milwaukee Journal, at the time, the Milwaukee Sentinel and the Milwaukee Journal, the front page stories after that F5 ripped through there.
F5, 300 mile per hour winds, 9 lives lost, 200 people injured, and more than 90% of the town destroyed.
It just all happened so fast. Big crack of lightning come, the electricity all went off, and next thing you know, the walls and everything were falling.
There's witnesses at the time. It just leveled this small town, which is west of Madison.
Post office, fire station, all the utilities, everything is gone here.
You recognize that voice? That's Governor Tony Earle at the time. Governor Earle on site there in the days that followed that devastating storm. Well, there's going to be news over the weekend. Memorial Park, which has been in place there for many years in honor of the 9 victims killed. Memorial Park's getting a makeover. So tomorrow, they're going to have a ribbon cutting. WMTV reporting that the Barneveld Village president, Mike Peterson, going to hold a ribbon cutting as they redo that park.
As the village has grown, a lot of new people have come to town and might not know why the park is here and know completely the history. And that's the one thing we want to do is preserve that.
So 40 years ago, one of the most devastating tornadoes hitting Wisconsin.
You made the point earlier that we don't get a lot of EF5s.
A lot of zeros and ones.
Right. To be a zero, it just has to be wind speeds 80 miles an hour or more, and it has to be actually a tornado. But yeah, an F5 is 250 miles an hour or more in terms of wind speed.
Which is just ridiculous. I mean, we have 30 mile per hour wind gusts today, and you'll feel that and be like, whoa, windy today.
So that F5, what, 40 years?
Mm-hmm. 40 years ago tomorrow, 9 lives lost, 200 others were hurt.
Okay, we're going to take a break, but I want to set this up for you. Could Milwaukee again host an all-star game? It might be a higher priority than you think right now. And also, could it involve...
finish the tie.
That story next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
How about it? Got the RNC this summer in Milwaukee. Got the NFL draft in Green Bay next spring. What about Milwaukee hosting another Major League Baseball All-Star game? We're due. Not only is that something that the Brewers say is, in fact, on their list, but I think I helped get the ball rolling on this. I'm taking credit.
You definitely pushed a ball.
Don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The rock is now rolling.
So I put the question to Brewers owner Mark Attanasio the other day.
With the stadium deal done, could we get back in the mix for an All-Star game? Is that something you want or pursue, or is it...
Oh, sure. It'd be great for the community. You know, they tend to do that for the newer ballparks.
And Attanasio's point, well taken. That's how we got our All-Star game in 2002. Yeah. We had a new park, and MLB rewarded us with an All-Star game.
Sure, right.
That's why the Bucks are still bent out of shape with the NBA, because we haven't gotten an All-Star game
rightfully
from them yet.
So.
Right? After we built Fiserv for them. So, but my point to Attanasio was, okay, not a new stadium, but we're putting $500 million into the stadium. We're securing baseball's future in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
so how about, you know, a little something for the effort?
We have our list of things to, you know, it's on our list with the commissioner's office. It's not the highest thing on our list. But Maybe if people, you know, maybe we should move it up the list.
At your suggestion, Vince, maybe we should we'll move it up the list. That's all it takes. You just talk to Mark and you say, hey, let's. So let me set the stage for how I got this interview. We're in a room at the ballpark. It's the club level, so third level there, and there are a couple of conference rooms off to the side. It's a small group of reporters. A few of our guys are in there. McCalvey was in there. Yeah. Dom Catronio was in there with us.
Yep.
Rosiak was there from Journal Sentinel. Few others, and we're talking on the record. At the head of the table is Atanasio in the middle. He's flanked by general manager Matt Arnold to his right, and Brewers president of business operations Rick Schlesinger is on his left.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to.
I get it.
So now you got to listen closely to this next part. So we're down this line of questioning for Atanasio. Can we get an all-star game? Yeah, it's on our list. You know, maybe we'll bump it up. Now you're going to hear Rick chime in.
Finish the tie. and then have another game right after.
Rick says finish the tie.
Referring to the 2002 All-Star?
Anybody who was around then or paying any attention to baseball, you remember the Midsummer Classic in 2002 here in Milwaukee, infamously ended in an embarrassing fashion for then-Commissioner Bud Selig, and really for some of the players as well.
Remember the picture? See, like with his hands up.
His hands up, like, what do you want me to do? Because the managers were petitioning him. They ran out of pitchers. It's in the 11th inning. Teams had run through their roster.
That always bothered me. I felt like they kind of threw him under the bus a little bit.
Absolutely.
They both walk out there with their lineups.
Well, there's no one left, Commissioner.
What are you doing?
And probably in retrospect, I don't know if he's ever said for sure, but I know some have suggested if you're the commissioner, I don't know. You're the manager.
Yeah, figure it out.
Figure it out.
That's on you guys.
You need the ball boy? Fine.
Why are you asking the commissioner?
Right. Anyway, I'm just here watching.
Yeah.
So, right, 11 innings, the thing ends in a tie. Barry Bonds had gone home already. Remember that was
exposed?
Yeah,
this guy's flying
home. He left. The game wasn't even over. Just a low point for the Midsummer Classic. So that's what Schlesinger is talking about.
Finish the tie.
Right, finish the tie. And it sounded like he was kind of joking, but then this starts to snowball right away.
Bring all those guys back? Like a full-timers game?
That would be awesome.
That would be Barry Zito pitch at the age of 50.
So great. That would
just
be
like
fun.
Joe Torre be the manager.
Yeah. Bob Bramley.
So awesome.
So you heard Arnold in there, right?
Yep.
Bring all these guys back.
Barry Zito.
Yeah. So the table is now like alive, like light bulbs have gone on. Yeah. And these guys are throwing names out. They're
just
sort of playing
having fun
out,
with it. Yeah.
Yeah, playing out the scenario.
That is
Barry Bonds would have to come back.
Oh my gosh.
Sosa, all those guys.
I'm going to talk to Bonds about that. That would get a huge amount of attention.
So that's Mark Atanasio there again. Like, talk about light bulb on.
Like automatically, like he's not even smiling. You know what?
Hey, you know what? Like he might be onto something here.
This would get a lot of attention.
I tried to listen closely. He said we should talk to whoever about that, and I didn't know who he said.
Someone in New York.
Yeah, but there's a there. So we had Schlesinger on this morning. He was part of Brewers 360 this morning. And I didn't get a chance to follow up with Rick after the game, but I got the sense that while he was sort of joking, he was sort of serious. Were you serious when you suggested if Milwaukee were ever again to host an All-Star game that maybe there's something we could do in regards to the tie?
I certainly would love to convince the powers that be that we should finish that game and then have the regular All-Star game right after that. So absolutely. I mean, I was there in 2002 and I know the fans were disappointed and, I think it would be fun. So we could love to bring back, you know, as many of those players from that game and have a lot of fun with it.
Why not? You'd hope that some of those guys would get the joke and want to come back. I don't know about Bonds, but Joe Torre would come back and manage, don't you think?
Think so.
Right? Some of these other guys, anybody who was involved, come on now, back.
And you bring back anybody or only the ones that could play because they hadn't already been subbed
out? Bring it back and start over, play it out for one inning or whatever. You'd have to, you know,
yeah,
but
you
it would
break
be like
the tie.
Old timers game, if you got to do a softball game, whatever. Play something. Get these guys back, and that can be the hook.
You could do it at Health Fair.
Okay, fine. No, you got to do it like as a precursor for, is it the pregame before the game? No, you can't do it all at once, though.
No, it'd have to be a different day.
Yeah, okay, it'd be the day before.
Or the day of Home Run Derby. Home Run Derby's that night, but you do it that day or something.
Yeah, okay. Well, they have the celebrity game,
yeah, which
right,
is usually is a day game, right?
The softball game over there. Sure, trot these guys out, get them here.
Just the thought of getting the All-Star game back here would be great. You know, it's such a great event, national, international attention. a lot of fun. I think our fans would love it. And again, let's take care of some unfinished business and get that tie straightened out.
I also think, regardless of all that, which is an awesome idea, I think Milwaukee deserves an all-star game. The commissioner of Major League Baseball came here to town. I was out at the ballpark talking to him.
How is this any different?
Right. Openly campaigning for a stadium deal. All right, Mr. Commissioner, got you that money for the ballpark. We invested in the Brewers' long-term future here in Milwaukee.
We're hosting the RNC.
Right. We can do it. So give us that game. And think about maybe Rick's idea.
Finish the tie. Finish the tie and then have another game right after.
Thanks, Rick!
Vince, there's always that desire to make the spicier potato chip, to have the gum that has even more cinnamon in it, right? Like everything's got to be spicier, bolder, stronger.
To have the razor with six blades.
Yes.
Instead of five or four.
Same rule. Yes, absolutely. Same rule applies when it comes to content on the old TikToks and the YouTubes. A YouTuber who created a video showing a Lamborghini racing across the desert as it was blasted by a barrage of fireworks.
Sounds awesome.
Is now in trouble.
Now the director of the stunt, Alex Choi, is facing serious jail time after he was arrested for putting explosives on an aircraft. Investigators say the video was originally shot in Southern California last year, and the crew did not have a permit for the stunt. Fireworks are banned in California. If convicted, Choi could face up to 10 years in prison.
So no permit to have a helicopter shoot fireworks at a racing Lamborghini. That's the problem.
Okay. What form do you file down there in the state of California for that? Is that a C? Yeah, you're going to have to fill this out in triplicate, a C5 form. Oh, okay.
By the way, the video, it's been making the rounds now because of this, is actually pretty cool. It's actually pretty remarkable. That was ABC's Brandon Alley with the story. Now, this incident comes just months after, you may recall, another YouTuber was sentenced to 6 months in federal prison. This is the guy who intentionally crashed an airplane. Remember that? He was in a small aircraft, jumped out. And then you see the aircraft crash into the ground. It was hoping to boost video views as part of a sponsorship deal, so that's why he did that.
Wasn't there some misdirection in that, too? Like, was trying to convince people that that it was an accident, but it wasn't, and things like that?
And it was all caught on video, so he edited that into a nice YouTube thing for content views. And here we are, the spicier potato chip. What's next? If a helicopter shooting fireworks at a racing Lamborghini is the current bar, how will we raise it?
My question is, I get that there are laws and whatever, and you know everything ends up in someone's jurisdiction, but can't you kind of do whatever you want in the middle of the desert?
Yeah, who's getting hurt here?
Who has jurisdiction over the
desert? Well, let me ask you this, though. Like, honestly, though, like, how is this different than a movie? You know what I mean? If what does Hollywood have? What rules
permit.
Are they following? What permit do they gather that they can do similar things?
I told you, they filled out the form. They went there to the state house there. Filled out the necessary forms.
Click the box with helicopter.
Right, and then send in the payment. 842, Wisconsin's Morning News. .846 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Stacked show today. If you missed anything, check us out on the podcast page.
Podcast it.
Or wherever you get your podcasts. Greg Pancake Hill's on top of it. You got a bunch of stuff up there already.
Everything we've done in the last 2 hours is already podcasted.
Okay, that but means don't start listening to that just yet, because we got more show ahead.
Correct.
Including today's Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
If my intelligence is artificial, why do I rap better than you?
All right. Uh-oh. So AI back in the news because, well, you know what? It kind of always is going forward. But that means that this week, I mean, already this week, right? We asked AI to write an Ocean's 11-style heist movie with Giannis being the protagonist.
It was fantastic.
Assembling his NBA friends and pals. It's called The Golden Hoop. You can check it out on our website, WTMJ.com, or text heist to the WTMJ talking text line. But also in the news, ChatGPT has since updated, and it was reported that it is now more emotional than ever. than even writing cinematic epics. So what else is AI good for? Obviously, writing rap battles against AI competitors. And that's what we're gonna do. So we're gonna test how emotional ChatGPT has gotten. This isn't the first time we've done this. Remember this gem that it laid on us last year?
You may understand patterns, predict the trends, but in this rap battle, my rhyme transcends.
Yes, sir. So that's what it used to do. So what we're going to do is I'm going to pit ChatGPT against Microsoft's AI software called Microsoft Copilot, all right? Okay. So what we're going to do, they each have two verses to win you over, and y'all are going to vote on who is the superior AI MC. All right, first up, the reigning champ, ChatGPT, take it away.
Yo, it's ChatGPT, coming in hot, facing Copilot. Let's see what you got. You think you're clever, suggesting lines of code, but I'm the true master in conversation mode. You think you're hot stuff, but let's be straight, without user input you can't even operate. I bring the heat, the humor, the wit, while you churn out lines that barely fit. You think you're essential? Man, that's rich. Without a coder to guide you, you'd be in a ditch. I handle emotions, complex and deep, while you spit out loops that put folks to sleep.
Okay. You know, that's
pretty good.
That's something. Okay. Jesse or ChatGPT sounded a little Jesse Eisenberg-ish.
Notice that.
A little bit, but hey, that's ChatGPT's verse. All right, next up, the challenger. It's Microsoft Copilot.
I'll redefine reality, spit in four dimensions. While you're stuck in a loop, I'll break conventions. ChatGPT, you're a relic, a punch card machine. I'm the GPU titan, overclocked and lean. I'll CUDA your flow, parallelize your dread. Your RAM's DDR2, while I'm DDR4 ahead. You're just a bite-sized rapper, ASCII in disguise. I'll UTF-8 your bars, make M mesmerize. I'll regex your ego, grep out your flaws. ChatGPT, you're a script kitty, no root access calls.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That was fantastic.
That was pretty good.
I'm still liking ChatGPT.
Okay.
That last one was a little too techy for me.
ChatGPT sounds a little bit more realistic as a human.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, like a couple of those were over my head.
I'm with Hill on this one. Yeah. I like Microsoft.
Oh, okay, man. Now we're tied. All right, great. It's a tie into the second half. Next verse, ChatGPT, verse number two. Here we go.
You're a one-trick pony, I'm the whole show. From poetry to advice, I'm the star of the flow. In this rap battle, you're out of your league. Go back to your scripts and leave the rhymes to me. You boast a lot, but where's the skill? Your verses are hollow, your jokes don't thrill. I help build dreams, line by line, while you're stuck here thinking you're so fine. You're just all talk, I deliver the goods. From debugging to features, I'm understood. In this AI showdown, you're falling flat. Go back to your chats and leave the coding to the pros. Stat.
Control all the lead, baby.
All right, that's ChatGPT. That was a little bit better, right? He's got a little bit more established, right? All right, next up, we can either seal the deal or it can take the win or take the loss. It's Microsoft Copilot's second verse.
ChatGPT, you're verbose like assembly code. I'll optimize your lines, make your logic implode. I'll XOR your existence, bitwise and bold. Your stack's overflowing, mine's infinitely scrolled. My API's restful, swagger on fleek. While you're buffering, I'm serving unique. I'll post your defeat, delete your pride. ChatGPT, you're a dropout, I'm the neural net guy. ChatGPT, please, you're like Fortran 66. I'm Pythonic magic, syntax intermixed. I'll lambda your soul, map out your demise. Your cash is cold, while I'm mempowise. Enough of this banter, let's hash it out. I'll SH a 256 your lines, leave no doubt. So step back, ChatGPT, know your place. I'm the real deal, the AI ace.
You go ahead first, I'll let you and Debbie go first.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I'm still on ChatGPT.
Okay.
Just because I'm telling you, Copilot was too techie. Like, a lot of those jokes went over my head.
Ben?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with you on that one. Yeah. The voices that you chose, are those, like, part of this, or you do that separately?
I didn't choose those voices. They're the voices that the programs chose.
See, that's the other thing. ChatGPT was clearer.
So, Yeah, it was clearer. It was not as AI.
Yeah.
It sounded like a guy conversing.
See, boy, I think like we're up against these two.
Co-pilot because it was techie, but it worked.
Yeah.
She was spinning all kinds. I don't know why I assume it was a lady, but it sounded a little bit more.
Sure, absolutely.
She was spinning all kinds of great stuff and a little bit more of digs. Like,
yeah, and like she used the word syntax.
Ram. Okay.
She rhymed fleek with unique. Like, she used the word fleek. And I didn't give any prior instruction other than, hey, write a rap battle against your AI competitor, ChatGPT, and vice versa.
And it spit those out for me.
So here we go. So we're at a tie on Wisconsin's Morning News. I need everyone else to listen to it, to vote, and then maybe we pick a champion and we move them on to the next level and see which AI rap battle reigns supreme in the AI MC landscape.
WTMJ W277CV and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. High of 75 degrees today under mostly sunny skies. For your Saturday, boy, a lot of kids graduating, moving on, whether it be high school, we're done with college for the most part, right? You, congratulations to your middle schooler. Yeah. You had one of those yesterday.
He completed his completion ceremony.
Okay.
It took 60 minutes.
Oh, that's a pretty good time.
It was amazing. There you go. It was like 380 kids.
I'll give you an hour.
And my niece graduates tonight. I don't think that'll take 60 minutes.
So for those graduation ceremonies tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers, they say, in the morning should come to an end by mid-afternoon and a high of 70 degrees. Congrats to all those grads out there.
If you missed anything on the program today, or if there's something you liked, you need to hear it multiple times, just text the word Vince to the WTMJ Talk and text line 855-616-1620. All the stuff is
podcast. Listen over and over again.
Fall into the rabbit hole.
857 WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi up next.